Hey there, this is Coach Matt, and in this podcast I want to tell you a little story about my run training this morning. So maybe you've noticed on the Meditera website that it says swim and run at the top now, because yes, Coach Matt does more than just swimming. He also likes to run a long ways as well. And I've been asked over the last couple of years by my swimming clients who know that I run and know that I run as mindfully and technically with as much concern for technical excellence as I do in swimming. They're like, hey, could you help me with my running as well? And so I've started to share with them, and I've started to study more intently to kind of shore up my database and my brain and my focal points and all that stuff so that I can turn around and teach people to run better as well. Anyways, so yes, I do running as well. So this morning, I went out for a speed workout on the track, and I'd already experienced this before. I knew that I could affect my speed through certain techniques of harvesting gravity, using my body lean, so that I use less muscle power, muscular effort, and tap into more of gravity propelling my body forward. So then I have to put my effort into channeling the gravity and using some physical forces through the mechanics of my body. So I've known this, I've experienced this before, and I've noticed the most dramatic effects of this in when I do sprint work, because the speeds are higher and my muscle fatigue is happening more rapidly, and I'm feeling more desperate to try to sustain the speed. And so anything that helps is immediately noticed and appreciated. So this morning I went out, and my intent was to do, well, I had open-ended, because I hadn't done this set before, and I hadn't done it with a pace measuring watch. I bought one a few months ago. I've been using it in my run training, so I can keep track of accurate distance and pace for my ultra distance training to hold me accountable to nice numbers. Anyway, so I'm going out there, and so in my mind I was thinking, all right, I'm gonna do 12 repeats of 800 sprints, what is in a distance runner sprints, and 400 jog easy. So that's basically two times around the track for the sprint, and then one time around the track for the jog, for the recovery. And so I figured, well, I don't know, I'm training for ultra distance, I'm gonna have to run on mountains and stuff, and so I'm gonna have to be able to go for hours. So my mindset, I'm like, all right, so I'm gonna work my butt off for an hour, you know, going back and forth between sprint and jog. So I'm thinking, based on some of the data I got from my runs in the past few weeks, that I think, well, maybe I'll do those sprints at around 7 minutes pace, 7 minute per mile pace. So 800 meters, half a mile, basically, at 7 minute mile pace. And then I'll jog, and then I think, well, yeah, I should probably be able to do 12 of those, and which will add up to roughly about 8 miles of sprinting. It's a lot, isn't it? So that was kind of in my mind, but I wasn't quite sure. I knew that, well, I'll lay out some numbers and I'll go to the track, and when I start running, I'll know right away if this is feasible or not. So I drive a little ways, park, so I don't have quite such a long run to the track, and then I do my warm-up easy run. I hit the track, and I immediately start running. I hit the line, and I start going around, and I'm like halfway around the first loop, and I'm looking down at my watch, and it's saying 5:55. I'm like, what? I'm like, this watch can't be right. I'm not running 5:55 mile pace. I mean, I could feel my muscles burning a bit, and I thought, no, I know I can run that fast for short bursts, but there's no way I'm gonna be able to hold 5:55. But instead of just obeying the watch, though, I'm looking back at my body, going, all right, I'm gonna just, okay, what's my energy level? What's my muscles saying? Is this normal for me? And so I went around the second lap. I noticed my time slowed down a bit to about 6:15, 6:20. Started to get about 6:30 towards the end. I'm like, okay. But I'm like, that's still a lot faster than I expected. I was thinking 7-minute miles would be like more reasonable. But in my mind, I'm going, oh yeah, 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 okay. So if I'm running 6:30s or whatever, but this is just the first one. And if I'm going to do like somewhere between 9 and 12 of these, dude, I'm going to be crashing within a few repeats. But I thought, well, I don't know. Let's just see what happens. Because I don't know. I mean, this is kind of new territory. So I just decided to go with it and, again, see what happens. So I ran the second repeat, 800. And, yeah, I was running 6 minute and then 6:15s and kind of near 6:30 towards the end. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm a little tired. So, yeah, maybe I'll just start getting kind of gradually slower because I'm running too fast at the beginning. And then I hit the third repeat, and then my brain's like, wait a second, Matt, come on, your focal points, dude, your focal points. Okay, you're running, you're feeling fatigued, but apply your speed focal points. And so I went to work adjusting my lean, shifting my hips, using my hip lean, adjusting the lean of my body by sliding my hips forward and then pulling my heel towards my hip. And when I affected those changes and started concentrating on these things, all of a sudden I'm like, I'm looking at my watch and it's like dropping back down to 6 minutes. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, this is like making things better. And I go third repeat, the fourth repeat, I hit the fifth repeat and I'm going, okay, I'm running stronger as I'm going along. And I'm like, This is interesting, but surely I'm going to fade. I mean, I could just starting to feel the little signs of some metabolic fatigue. Now my muscles weren't like pumped out, like I couldn't, they weren't like burning, but I was like, I only have so much energy to run this hard. So I hit the sixth repeat and I'm going, you know, I'm probably gonna have to stop at the seventh one because surely I'm gonna start fading any moment now. Now, mind you, there is a lot of discomfort going on. I'm breathing pretty hard. My body's working hard. I can feel my muscles, like my posture muscles, and I'm having to concentrate really intently on these particular parts of my body mechanics. And that took a lot of effort. And coincidentally, I just happened to be listening to a podcast while I'm running with these guys talking about running and dealing with pain and your relationship to it and how it's mental. And they were describing these little nuances with all these performances. So here I am in the midst of my workout, having my own little meditation going on, okay, what are you going to do with pain right now? The discomfort. And it was great. It hurt, but my relationship to the discomfort was fairly neutral. I was like, hey, these are just sensations and they're giving me information. And right now the information is your body's working hard, but there is no warning signs. There are no warning signs. You are not about to fail muscular wise. You are not about to fail metabolically. Your respiration is well within control. Your heart rate is not going through the ceiling. The only weak spot is just maintaining your attention on these forms. And you can do it if your attention is there. And so sure enough, I'm going around my seventh lap and maybe halfway through, you know, I look down and I notice my time is creeping up to 1:30 and I'm like, oh yeah, I took my attention off of my, off this one particular focal point. And the moment I brought it back, I'm kicking around. I'm like, there it is. My time's dropping back down again as I go around the track. And it was amazing. So I get to number 8 and I'm like, I'm tired, man. I can feel like that urge inside say, you know, you've done a great job. Just stop it. It's all right. But I'm like, no, no, no. I said at least 9. And I got, you know, now that I look at my watch, I've got just enough time for another one and do my cool down and then get back home. And so I did the 9th one. And I'm like, dude, I have more in the tank. I could have probably done all 12. Now I would have, well, I'm guessing I would have been a lot tired, more tired by the time I hit the 12th one. But the thing is, I was just performing way better than I imagined I could. And I was able to sustain it because I maintained attention on particular parts of my form that made the running easier, that kept it efficient. so that I was delaying fatigue. And I was also being able to harvest more of gravity's assistance. So I was running faster than I could have done had I been trying to affect that speed with my purely by my muscular strength. And so I was so amazed. And here's the interesting thing. When I came out this morning and I was doing my warm-up ride, I realized that I was not fully recovered from my 16-mile run 2 days ago. I went on a longer run with a lot of hill climbing, and I wasn't fully recovered. So I was kind of like on my warm-up going, maybe this isn't the best day to do speed work. You know, maybe I should, you know, be doing something else and save this for Friday. And so when I hit the track, I think that's really why I had a lot of uncertainty. It's like, there's just no way I could be running like this under this fatigue state. So I've kind of broke through to a new level of fitness in my running. So I'm able to bounce back from my harder efforts. And so my recovery is going pretty well. And I'm training high quality on moderate mileage for distance runners, like 40 miles a week. That's not very much for distance runners, long ultra distance runners by any means. But I'm applying my technique for my approach to being extremely intentional and high quality about those practices that I do and workouts that I do. So I don't know, I came and I showed up this morning, went out there, felt uncertain because of this. And then, man, just a performance came out of me. Not because I'm amazing physically, but that I really think is because I had effective focal points and I put my effort into maintaining attention and control over those particular features of my body, which preserved my strength and helped me tap into some natural speed that I wouldn't be capable of had I not paid attention and just let my body kind of go into its lazier default mode. So just wanted to share that with you. I mean, there's similar experiences like that in swimming, obviously, but in running, since there is more natural discomfort involved with it, meaning it's pretty hard to run without, like, you can't go running without feeling vibrations and pounding in your body, right? So it punishes you, punishes bad technique really quickly. Whereas in swimming, you know, it's smoother, it's more gentle. You have to create more intense situations for yourself to get that kind of loading on the body. So anyways, running really reveals for me really quickly the value of efficiency focal points things and the importance of maintaining excellent form and excellent mechanics. So just wanted to encourage you with that. Kind of excited about what I discovered and how that felt and how it coincided with these guys talking in the podcast on relationship with pain. If you're interested, it's the Rich Roll podcast. I can't remember the number, but it's the interview with Alex Hutchinson, and it was just a recent podcast in the last few months. So if you get on the Rich Roll, type in Rich as in R-I-C-H, Roll, R-O-L-L, podcasts, you'll find that page and just scroll down a little ways, find Alex Hutchinson, great podcast. I think I'm going to recommend that on my blog and write a few notes about that. So anyways, get out there. Discipline yourself to maintain attention on those things that will make your swimming go easier, be more efficient, sustain your energy longer, delay fatigue longer, and you may discover some glorious things. All right, run on.